KRWG News, I'm Fred Martino. A New Mexico survey shows residents express strong support for policies to cut methane and climate pollution, the New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Pollster Anna Greenberg says two-thirds of 500 likely general election voters surveyed in July said they support a declining limit on carbon pollution. She adds that when it comes to tougher regulations to reduce methane emissions from oil and gas, nearly three-quarters of those polled expressed support for stronger rules.
That was actually a 10-point increase from just a couple of years ago. So we went from about 62 to 72% support. The other thing that's notable is that 51% strongly support this. So a majority strongly support this.
Studies estimate that New Mexico's methane emissions are more than 1 million tons a year. The poll was conducted by Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research for the Majority Institute. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a climate and methane waste executive order earlier this year with the goal of achieving a 45% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. Her administration has also pledged to establish regulations to limit methane waste and pollution from the state's oil and gas industry. Greenberg says the governor's proposals have raised awareness, with more voters embracing a move to 100% clean energy.
When you talk to the voters in New Mexico about why they think this is important, people really are concerned with the future and the future of their families in the state and what it would mean to not deal with carbon emissions. They're also really concerned about their land and water in the state.
The Environmental Defense Fund estimates comprehensive methane waste controls could generate at least $730 million in revenue for the state over the next decade, money that could instead be spent on education and state infrastructure projects. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
A citizen group is working to expand public transit in Albuquerque. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
Every day, 17-year-old Isaiah Ventura, a youth organizer with Together for Brothers, waits for the city bus to get to his charter high school.
Then I usually got work, too. I work a lot because I got two jobs. So, yeah. And then I go to a farmer's market as well to go pick a fresh fruit. So, yeah, I use the bus a lot, like every day pretty much, yeah.
It's the middle of the afternoon, and we're standing next to one of the busiest bus stops in town at Central and San Mateo. Folks take shelter from the sun under the awning. Others spill out onto the sidewalk. For middle and high school students, the city bus costs $0.35 per ride. It might not sound like much.
Before I had work, it definitely was a barrier for me.
Ventura lives in the International District, where household access to vehicles is lower than in most parts of the state, according to census data. Not being able to get a ride means walking, he says, and that can be trouble when you're trying to get or keep a job.
I work in a professional environment as well, so you always got to look professional, talk professional, dress professional, you know, and when you show up, it makes you look really bad and really unprofessional.
Together for Brothers fosters leadership in young men of color in Albuquerque. They found through a survey that lack of transportation is a problem for young job seekers and workers, and that bus fares feed that problem. The group's been calling on the city to make buses free for people under 18. Omar Torres is 26 and the civic engagement coordinator for Together for Brothers.
Even though it seems like a little bit, 35 cents, sometimes it's difficult for young people to come up even with 35 cents.
So far, the city says it's too expensive to offer free rides to young people all the time, though they did give out 3,000 free summer passes this year. Free public transportation means getting to school, accessing public resources, plus, Torres says, a sense of independence.
If we have that liberation, that autonomy where young people get to go anywhere, then we'll start infecting more areas of the city and maybe make the city a little more alive with us participating everywhere that we should be participating.
Torres lives out in Westgate in the far southwest corner of Albuquerque. It's City Councilor Clarissa Pena's district. We meet and sit on a bench in a park near her house. She says better public transit, though expensive, would be a big benefit to people in Westgate.
There's tremendous economic benefits. I mean, this is a working class community.
But bus service out in Westgate, as it stands, is pretty bad, she says.
My kids, you know, there was not a lot of opportunities even for after school jobs in the area. They wanted to work at the mall. It was just not feasible for us, right, to drive 45 minutes to get to the mall and drop them off for a few hour job and bring them back.
Right now, most of the buses run along Central through downtown and Nob Hill. The thinking, Pena says, is that those are the places where young people live and work and shop. But that's not necessarily where all the young people are. Data shows Westgate is one of the youngest parts of town population-wise. It's got more millennials than anywhere else in the city, and it's mostly Hispanic.
It's just different here. Albuquerque, New Mexico is unique to the rest of this country, and when we're assessing some of what we need to just look in our own backyard.
Public transit is a critical part of an equitable city.
Dan Majewski is the co-founder of Urban ABQ, an organization focused on improving the city's built environment.
Especially for people who are old and young, people who can't drive, aren't legally allowed to drive, it's a critical lifeline.
I meet with Majewski at a downtown stop where buses come through frequently.
We really need to do an entire route revamp. I think what we really need to do is put out the map, look at all the routes that we have right now, and really have a conversation about, are they serving the places that need to be served, or should we be moving them around?
Majewski echoes the economic ideas Together for Brothers is championing. There are plenty of unfilled jobs in Albuquerque that job seekers can't get to, he says, and revamping routes could fix that.
There is tons of research that shows that access to public transportation has a huge positive impact on a city's local economy.
Overhauling the system so it's accessible and available to the people who could most use it, Majewski says, could be a double win for the city's workers and the businesses that need them. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.